Hello, everybody. Before we get started with today's interview, I just wanted to give a quick shout out to the folks at CU Solutions and their second annual Love My Credit Union campaign. This campaign highlights credit unions giving back to their communities and sharing their heartfelt work on videos. These videos are being shared to inspire random acts of kindness and give back to charities that are near and dear to credit unions and their members. So go visit lovemycreditunion.org today. Tell us about your leadership story, just to kind of get things going.
Right. Well, I've been with the credit union system close to 20 years, mm-hmm. and through that time sort of started right in the accounting department of our credit union. I came to the credit union because I chose the organization, I chose the industry, and I had ported with me some accounting skills and some organizational skills, as well as a background in marketing and sort of community. And since that time, have moved my way through the organization up to the current position of Intern Chief Operating Officer.
Congratulations. Wow. That's quite a trip you've taken. So, I mean, no, go ahead. I'm sorry.
There's a story to that, because I chose the organization. I had a plan. So when I came into the organization, I knew that I wanted to continue to grow and evolve my skills. So I started to just take action and make things happen. But my CEO's story is that he found me in the accounting department. And my story is that I was able to work my way through and achieve what I wanted to do within the organization.
Awesome. Awesome. And, so, and speaking of skills, like, what attributes or skills have you leveraged, or did you leverage, to become to get to your position today?
Yeah, you know, I thought a lot about that, and you know, I think hard work. I've definitely, work ethic is certainly a skill that I have, as well as learning agility, being able to learn and grow and change as things are coming at you, because mm-hmm. things are always changing.
Oh, yeah.
And also the notion of emotional intelligence and really being able to manage my emotions. And that's something I've had to learn to mm-hmm. do as I've grown in terms of leadership within our organization.
Gotcha. Can we go into a little bit, that I want to go off on a little tangent here. Talk to me about emotional intelligence, because this is something that's very, very interesting that I've just kind of discovered. So can you go into it, just briefly go into it, how it works and what you've learned?
Yeah, emotional intelligence is about managing self and managing relationships with others. So first and foremost, you need to be able to manage yourself or lead yourself if you ever expect to be able to lead anybody anywhere.
Yeah.
And that's a lot harder said than done,
mm-hmm.
right? So learning to be able to first notice what's working and what's not working. And so that's been a journey for me. I'm a very heartfelt person, wearing on my sleeve, very passionate.
Yeah.
But sometimes that's all people see, and they're not necessarily hearing the words behind that. So, you know, my journey has included, you know, a lot of continuous education in terms of my master's in leadership and certification in executive coaching, and some studies in neuroleadership. And really through that process, I discovered that I learned about the concepts, but also learned to backtrack on myself and manage those emotions so that people hear the words that I'm saying and not necessarily get caught up in the emotion of what I'm trying to express.
Gosh, I mean, this is like a whole nother show we could totally do on this. I mean, I find this topic so fascinating. So, but let's stick to the script, so to speak here. I mean, what's your proudest professional moment so far? I mean, I'm sure there's a whole lot of them, but what, anything stand out for you?
Yeah, these are great questions. I had the opportunity to participate in a national young leaders organization for the Canadian Credit Union System. And I really went into that apprentice-like program, not really expecting to win that, but mm-hmm. to really participate. And for the most part, that's what I was able to do, was just really grow and broaden my perspective mm-hmm. about the credit union system as a whole.
Mm-hmm.
So I was able to receive an award within that process. But if you cast 10 years forward from that moment when I was an award recipient within the Canadian Credit Union System, that whole program has just blossomed so much since the beginnings. And there's just so many amazing leaders that are part of the Canadian Credit Union System now. So I guess my most proud moment was really started back 10 years ago, and it's been part of that movement within Canada.
Right on. Excellent, excellent. So what lessons did you learn along the way that other women could benefit from?
Yeah, you know, I have a lot of lessons, like advice. I think most importantly is the work ethic. You know, nothing I've seen for myself or for others comes without hard work. It's important to be really working at the job you want, not necessarily the one you have, which means, you know, taking initiative. There isn't anybody that I've seen that's really taken initiative that's been told, no, 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 we don't need that.
Right.
You know, it's really stepping in and taking initiative. There's a lot of self-advocacy that you need to do, mm-hmm. and that's an important piece of growth as well, is making sure people know what you're doing and what you want.
Mm-hmm.
And then also get comfortable being uncomfortable, because growth doesn't come unless we get a little bit uncomfortable.
Yeah.
And so building those networks and really just, and I guess advice as well is learning to manage those emotions that are sometimes so prevalent,
yep.
so that you can be heard and assert yourself in a way that's going to work for everyone.
Good stuff. Oh my gosh, good stuff. You're getting goosebumps here. So what piece of advice would you give women in the credit union industry to move up through the ranks? Because I mean, there's certainly, I've spoken to a number of women so far, and there's lots of opportunities out there. So what advice would you give?
Yeah, you know what? I think women are so well placed within the credit union system,
mm-hmm.
because the credit
mm-hmm.
union system is built on people, it's built on compassion, which are natural instincts for women.
Yeah.
And so what we need to do is be able to lean into those strengths. But the credit union system needs those strengths to be able to be sustainable and grow. But also as women, we need to be able to grow some of those other perhaps not more natural traits for a lot of women around risk orientation and confidence, to be able to step in and balance those things.
Yes.
So I think leverage your strengths,
okay.
and throw the pieces that might be uncomfortable.
Okay. Yeah, I like that uncomfortable thing, because I mean, anytime, like you said, you step outside your comfort zone. That's how you build character, and that's how you move forward in life and all that type of stuff. Perfect. Oh my gosh, this is awesome. All right. What can credit union organizations do to advance women in leadership? What can this industry do?
I think we have to appreciate and respect that women do bring strengths that we need within the credit union
mm-hmm,
system and
mm-hmm.
get out of their way.
Mm-hmm.
You know, don't try to put them in a box. It's going to be a stereotypical traditional model of leader.
Right.
To really leverage the strengths that women bring in terms of compassion and empathy and team building and collaboration, and allow them to, you know, live and breathe that to be able to move our credit unions forward.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. All right, last question here, Sandra. Wrap up here. What legacy would you like to leave behind for young women in the industry looking to kind of follow a path like you have taken in their careers?
Yeah, I think I've thought a lot about this question, and legacy is really about growing others. So I have definitely found my passion and purpose to be able to support all leaders, women and young and
mm-hmm.
aspiring, to be able to get to that next step. So my passion, my legacy will be the growth of others to achieve their goals.
Beautiful. Great message to end on. Sandra, thank you so much for taking time out. This was a home run as far as I'm concerned. So thank you so much for taking time out of your day to chat with us. This was fun. Thank you.
Okay, well, thank you so much for having me. It's been a real honor and privilege to be part of this.
Oh, you're welcome. You're welcome.